From Tidbits on June 21st, 2010, this is macOS 10 10.6.4 Fixes Highly Specific Bugs, written by Adam Siangst. In what was clearly an attempt to distract Mac users from hammering the Apple Store while pre-ordering the iPhone 4, Apple last week shipped macOS 10 10.6.4 to fix a variety of bugs and security vulnerabilities, and to ensure that everyone running macOS 10 10.6 Snow Leopard upgrades to the included Safari 5. It's difficult to summarize the changes since most of the bugs fixed are pretty specific. In particular, Apple says that macOS 10.6.4 update fixes a bug that could cause keyboard or trackpad to become unresponsive, fixes a bug that could cause some Adobe Creative Suite 3 applications from opening, resolves various issues related to copying, renaming, and deleting files on SMB file servers, improves reliability of VPN connections, solves a problem related to playback and DVD player when using good quality deinterlacing, fixes a problem with parental controls time limits for Open Directory or Active Directory users, fixes a bug that could cause the right speaker to sound louder than the left speaker in the MacBook Pro early 2010, that's just weird, resolves a display sleep issue with the MacBook Pro early 2010, improves compatibility with some Braille displays, resolves pairing issues with Apple remotes, and eliminates noise when using some third-party FireWire audio devices. A few issues relate specifically to digital photography, so the update also adds raw image compatibility for more digital camera models, resolves an issue relating to editing photos in full screen view in both iPhoto and Aperture, provides tethered shooting support for more digital cameras in Aperture 3, addresses IPTC metadata compatibility issues in Aperture 3, and resolves an issue with using third-party USB webcams. Security. On the security side, macOS 10 10.6.4 eliminates 23 separate vulnerabilities, including problems in CUPS, which is macOS 10's printing system, macOS 10's handling of symlinks, iChat, image handling, Kerberos, URL handling, Open Directory, Ruby, the SMB file server, and, in macOS 10 server, SquirrelMail and WikiServer. These fixes are also available for macOS 10 10.5.8 Leopard in Security Update 2010-004. A few things jumped out at us from the security notes. Most notably, the macOS 10 10.6.4 update includes Flash Player 10.0.45.2, which is itself significantly vulnerable. So if you haven't yet installed Flash Player 10.1.53.64, do so manually after updating to 10.6.4. Luckily, it appears that Apple's Delta installer does not overwrite the later Flash Player if you already installed it. However, as our friend John Baxter discovered, the Combo Updater can install the older Flash Player over a newer version, so if you use the Combo Updater, be sure to check your Flash Player version after updating and reinstall manually if necessary. Also, Apple describes a problem that has apparently existed for some time in Leopard and Snow Leopard, but is now fixed. Quote, "When applied to a closed items is selected in the Get Info window in the Finder, the ownership of the enclosed items is not changed. This may cause the enclosed files and folders to have unexpected permissions. This issue is addressed by applying the correct ownership." This comment is somewhat distressing, actually, and if you've changed permissions for enclosed items via the Get Info window recently, you might wish to check to make sure the ownership is what you want it to be. Snow Leopard Server. In addition to the general fixes in the desktop version, macOS 10 Server 10.6.4 features its own collection of improvements, including fixes for CalDev querying of email addresses with Active Directory and Open Directory servers, stability and reliability of accessing WikiServer pages, viewing movies on WikiServer with Safari and iPad, accessing public wikis when logged into the WikiServer, listing blogs on WikiServer, vacation mail notices that span multiple days, updates from Software Update Server being viewable by clients, stability and reliability related to Software Update Server synchronization, downloading of software updates by Software Update Server, and creating of net install images that include iLife Updater packages. Downloading. The specificity of these bug fixes means that you shouldn't necessarily hurry to download and install macOS 10 10.6.4 until early adopters have had a chance to determine if there are any problems lurking in the release. Or, of course, unless you're experiencing one of the bugs 10.6.4 addresses. As usual, macOS 10 10.6.4 is available in a variety of packages, including a special one for the just-released Mac Mini, mid-2010, that fixes some problems on that machine related to graphics compatibility and performance, and improves compatibility with large-format SDD XC memory cards. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile on My Mac. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, download the software, and subscribe via email, RSS, Twitter, and Facebook. Visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Adam Angst, and you know, I think we're really getting down to the persnickety stuff that Apple has these days. So hopefully we'll just see them continue to knock off more bugs as time goes on. But it's going to be a while before we see macOS 10.7. Could be 2011 before we see more major features there.